listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I never thought that you would crab me, undermine me, and backstab me, but I can see clearly now the rain is gone, the pain is gone, but what you did was still wrong. There was a few times I needed your support, but you tried to play me like an indoor sport, like racquetball, tennis, pool, whatever. All I know is that you were tempted to be clever. Nevertheless, cleverness can impress, cause now you've been exposed like a person undressed, cause I can see through you, cause I'm the guru. So what you gonna do when I try to step to you, and when I take it back, it'll be hurting you. And this ain't no threat, so take it personal. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. The host Rod and
Karen,
and we're in Hizzy.
Yes, we are
on a Sunday afternoon, ready to give you guys some podcasting. So you know, should be a full week. I believe tomorrow we have June from Harlem.
That's gonna be fun. We haven't been on with her in a while. One of my favorite people.
We also have Justin. Doing Tuesday, we'll be recapping Game of Thrones. So Thrones is on Tuesday this week.
And there's three types of response whenever we say Justin. It's, ah, shit now. We get ready to get the ratchetness.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I hate that nigga Justin. Mm-hmm. And who the fuck is Justin? Like, them the three responses we get.
That's about right.
Yep. So y'all listen, gonna fall in one of them three categories.
Premium people probably like, oh, he watched Game of Thrones too. Good. That's
right,
what I'm talking about.
Yes, right.
So, yeah, make sure you guys, continue to support the show, the Blackout Tips at, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all those places. Just search the Black Guy Who Tips. Our show will come up. Don't forget the official weapon is
the taser,
an unofficial sport.
It's bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And today marks day 529 that Bobby Shmurda has been locked up in jail and, you know, can't get out. And GQ has a great piece on the days before he got arrested and all that stuff. And it's wild, man. Like, they don't even have, they're charging him with conspiracy to distribute drugs, and they didn't even find drugs when they arrested these guys.
How is that possible?
Hey, read the piece, man. It's wild. At any rate, man, we also have some sponsors this week. This show is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse curly hair. People with coarse curly hair and sensitive skin, step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. And you can get your first month absolutely free by using the code FREETBGWT. Okay, so it helps you out, it helps us out. Your face will be looking good, you'll be feeling good, and people are gonna compliment your beard game. Okay, mine got complimented twice yesterday. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about, guys. Get it all shaved up. Mm-hmm. Also, it's brought to you by Adam and Eve. That's right. I guess I could play the sexy music I was already playing. Mm-hmm. Here's one about a woman who definitely got around. And the man that loved her and didn't give a damn about that.
Apparently not.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between, we now have an offer from AdamandEve.com that wants to help you get sexy. Mm-hmm. Go to AdamandEve.com for a limited time only. You can get 50% off of just about any item. Mm-hmm. Pick whatever you want. Paddles, whips and chains. Get Miss Eve on that ass is what I say. But you can also, in addition to your 50% off, get 3 free adult DVDs plus a free exclusive gift and free shipping. Jesus Christ, what else do they have to tell you on this Memorial Day? Exclusive gift is the clit bumper. Mm-hmm. Gonna be bumping that clit.
Bump bump.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bumping clit. The ideal pleasure ring for couples. He'll love the way that it lets him stay harder even longer, because it goes around the penis. And it increases the strength of orgasm. And then she'll love the pleasure nubs that thrill her sweet spot with they bumping and vibrating and shit. So make sure you guys do that, man. And it's waterproof for y'all freaks that like to get in the shower and stuff, okay? just make sure the shower rods are double, you know, double jointed or whatever. Make sure that they are all the way into the wall. Okay. Industrial strength. Mimi from Love and Hip Hop shower rods.
Ah, this shit's a strong then.
So to get all this, all you gotta do is put in code TBGWT. You get your 50% off of just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs plus a free exclusive gift. And to top it all off, they'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. Play me out music. I wouldn't care if you was a prostitute and you hit every man that you ever knew. See, it wouldn't make a difference if that was way before me and you. And you don't ever have to worry about me as long as you keep it real. Whatever's on your mind, you speak on how you feel. Know what I mean, ain't they can say what they want, but they will never change my view. Cause they'll never love you the way that I love you. Boy, that's some that's some love right there. He says you can fuck everybody and all his friends can know, and he's like, what they got to do with me though? It's a very forward thinking man right there. You like, I don't care if you was a prostitute, okay? My love is crazy. All right. We have all kinds of news today.
I wish more people thought like that shit. Nah, niggas like, you fuck one nigga, fuck you.
I know. You had sex?
Damn.
With a person? That's not me?
My penis ain't the only one that penetrated this?
Right.
And they lose their motherfucking minds. If more people thought like this, the world would be a fucking better place.
Yeah. Instead, just like, whore. That would be the name of the song.
You use a dildo, slut.
Yeah, hoes. What are they good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Even though what they really need to be playing is, I like hoes.
Right?
I like hoes in different area codes.
Yep.
Y'all quit playing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we definitely got some news going on. I guess breaking news. This morning I heard about this. A gorilla was killed after a four-year-old fell into a zoo enclosure.
Wow, how did this happen?
Apparently the parents wasn't watching them closely enough. And now the thing is, from my understanding, the parents had multiple kids. You know, the four-year-old decided he wanted to go play with the gorillas, whatever. You know, I blame Jungle Book. You know,
making them shits look friendly.
Yeah, people thought, I won't go talk to the animals. It's like they don't really do any of that.
That's CGI, baby. CGI, not real.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And of course, the gorilla was
this business.
Well, it grabbed the child to like, and they don't know if it was trying to like save it, to protect it. I mean, the child did fall 12 feet into the gorilla enclosure. Yeah, which makes you wonder, like, how the fuck did a gorilla never get out if a child could fall 12 feet in? Like, you know, at any rate,
pacas don't climb up.
I don't know that. I mean, but it's a gorilla.
Yeah,
well, I mean, 12 feet for a gorilla, a lot smaller than like for a fucking kid.
True. And we don't know if, like, not trying to funny, if this gorilla was kind of born in captivity, because that completely makes a difference. Because if a gorilla's kind of born in captivity, I know they're gonna climb, but you know, it's kind of, I don't know. It's just, maybe I might be wrong, but I think some of their natural instincts is stripped from them per se. I think when they're born in captivity.
Okay. Well, at any rate, the kid fell in and, they had to kill the gorilla. They had to put the gorilla down.
Oh,
well, no, I blame King Kong and all the anti-gorilla propaganda that we see, trying to say gorillas are dangerous and, you know, they couldn't even just tranquilize the gorilla. They had to kill it, you know. It's sad. It's sad, you know.
Yeah, because, and the thing is, a gorilla going to be a gorilla, you know. You know, they going to do whatever it is that they do, and they're not pets. You know, a lot of times people have a misconception. Like, I read one about that animal to end up dying because the folks want to fucking put it in the back of their car because it's cold. It got motherfucking fur. It can survive.
Yeah, my thing is, you know, because a lot of people were trying to be like, yeah, you know, this gorilla, it's all fucked up now and all this stuff. And I agree. But I feel like it would have been more humane for the parents to jump down there and whoop that gorilla ass and then get their kid back.
Yeah, that's asking a lot from a parent, but yes.
I mean, why not?
That's asking a lot from parents, because a parent, because it's one of those things where people say that shit, but when you see a real gorilla up front, personal, and you know a gorilla can, like, snap shit and break shit and shit like that, and most for a lot of parents, their first instinct would be to run down there and jump in front of a gorilla. But for a lot of parents, they'd be like, nigga, I hope you survive.
A gorilla is 5'4", 230 pounds, according to my man David J_XV. And he said, I'm 6 foot, 230 pounds. Yeah, me and two niggas fighting a gorilla, we winning. Mm-mm. Y'all are drunk. And I agree with him. Mm-mm. Not enough people believe in people like David J_XV, because
I give zero fucks about your belief. Your belief in the reality of a fucking gorilla is not the same.
First of all, the teamwork that three people could put on a gorilla on the ass whooping would already give them the advantage.
Have you seen the goddamn Animal Planet? I don't know about you, but I seen that bitch.
And then you got the same weight and you got reach on them, because you 6 foot, you know, they only 5'4", so you know, you just go in there, you know, bobbing and weaving, you know, just knock them, tap them up a little bit and grab your baby and run. Like, okay. I don't really see what's so crazy about that. People are always willing to tell somebody what they can't do, but not me.
I say
believe in yourself, David. Mm-mm. You can do anything.
I put like this. I understand both ways. I understand parents that get down there and try their best to whoop that gorilla ass. Mm-hmm. And I understand the parents. I think somebody on Twitter said, I hope you like bananas because you the age now.
Daniel fell in the lion's den and y'all believe in that shit, but oh, your kid falls into the gorilla pen and it's a wrap, it's over.
He wasn't no baby either,
right? But you not a baby, you nope. Get in there and you fight, you're the adult, you jump in after the kid and you teach that gorilla a lesson about whose kid that is.
Okay, all right.
I don't understand what's so hard to understand.
Everybody's saying that now, but you know, it's real easy to say when you're not put in that life and death situation. That's all I can say.
That's because y'all believe in that anti-gorilla propaganda that y'all keep reading.
I don't believe in no anti-gorilla propaganda. All I know is that TV on the Animal Planet told me, and scientists done told my black ass, that gorillas will kill me, and I believe them.
I've seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes multiple times.
I have too.
Gorillas can be reasoned with. Okay?
Reasoned with?
Yes. You just have to be able to talk to them. Let them know that you don't mean any harm. You just, you know, let them know, like, I just want my baby back. And if you don't give them back, I'm prepared to whoop your monkey ass in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go on out there and fuck with them if you want to. That's all I can say. Fuck with them if you want to. They get them big gorilla hands on your black ass, and we'll see what's happening then.
We always assuming the worst, man. But that's why the gorillas keep winning. Because you lose 100% of the fights that you don't have with gorillas. Okay?
That's right.
You lose 100% of them. But if you get in there and you shoot the fair wing, who knows what can happen? Maybe you'll win the fight.
Yeah, I agree they didn't have to kill the gorilla, but...
Right. You could have just whooped his ass. This is what I'm saying, Karen.
It ain't that simple to me. I don't care what you say. It is not that fucking simple. You can't just get down there off of pure will and adrenaline and be like, gorilla, I'm going to whoop your ass today. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. I see how y'all doing, dog.
Mm-mm.
Y'all just want to blame the victims here.
I'm not blaming nobody.
The parents need to just get in there and whoop that gorilla's ass and get that kid back. You know? And that dude was right. He was like, you know, gorilla only 5'4", 230 pounds. And I said, hey, man, King Cobra only like 20 pounds. You know, you could beat him too. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Why are we always telling black people what they can't do?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in y'all even if nobody else believes in y'all.
Mm-mm.
You know? So, I don't know.
You better yell for help and call 911.
What's 911 gonna do when your kid in there with a 17-year-old male Western lowland gorilla named Harambee? There was also two female gorillas in the enclosure.
Right.
So, yeah, they killed it.
Okay, so what, you know, what happened if everybody in the group decides to turn on you and the baby?
I don't know.
Right, that's right.
I mean, if the women get involved, I mean, they women. You can't beat a woman's ass, come on.
Okay, everybody back up. I think he's trying to
pick. Okay. So that's dragging him through the water or something?
Right here.
don't know. It looked like it was trying to protect the baby.
I think it was just out of instinct. You know, honestly, like, I really, from what you've seen, don't look like the baby was trying to hurt the child.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, people just assume, which to an extent I understand, a gorilla is a gorilla. So it's one of those things where it's like, because not trying to find the general public don't really understand animals, they haven't trained, they ain't got no books or no reading and shit like that, they see them in the zoo and throw peanuts at them and shit and think that's the way animals are always supposed to respond. But no, it don't always work like that.
Yeah, I just don't understand how y'all could be okay with this, because if it was a black man getting killed by the zookeepers, y'all would have been up in arms. I ain't seen that in the right tweeting about this. Where was they at? Oh, okay, I guess I guess gorilla lives don't matter.
Well, they call those gorillas. What are you talking about?
I seen Fox News found his Facebook page and he was holding a gun on it. So I know that's what they gonna say.
It's the gorilla's fault.
All that gorilla on gorilla crime that goes unsolved and nobody does anything about.
Apparently so. Nobody's protesting.
But y'all, you know.
Nobody marching in these jungles.
So it's just gonna another gorilla victim.
Where the bamboos standing up for their rights? The giraffes, everybody else, you know, all these other animals in the park, and nobody else jumped in.
So I'm just saying.
All
right. Speaking of animals attacking because of global warming, it seems that there's a record number of shark attacks in America.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, and it makes sense. And stay out of their living room, y'all. Stay out of their living room.
Now, apparently, because it's getting a little hot, sharks is just like black people at the basketball court. Gets hot, gets more violent. They said we should have more bites this year than last year. And this is before Memorial Day weekend. Now I guess I'm gotta go see that Blake Lively movie about the sharks so I can learn how to survive. If they ever get a hold of you,
I'm good.
Yeah, it's not. If I directed that movie, it'd be about 5 minutes long. I'd be like, oh, it's a shark in the water? Well, shit, man. I guess we ain't going swimming.
Yeah.
That would have been the end. But
the whole movie.
Blake had to go prove something.
I ain't got to prove shit to y'all.
Yeah, but apparently this year could surpass the number as shark populations recover from historic lows in the 1990s. While the world's human population has grown. Or as sharks call it, the world's food population has grown.
Damn right.
And rising temperatures are leading more people to go swimming. So all the signs are there, guys, for shark buffet this summer. So have fun out there. And getting y'all swim on in the beaches. Just watch out for them sharks, man. So good luck.
Good luck.
Yep. Let's see. Speaking of people getting attacked, rapper Troy Ave got arrested after a deadly shooting at a T.I. concert at Irving Plaza.
Who?
Troy Ave. You may know him from such hits as Let Me Look This Up on Spotify.
I don't know.
You may know him from such tweets as, I don't know what he's done. Let me see. Let's see. I know his album did go double, solo cup. So let me see if I can.
I'm about to say.
Oh, he got multiple albums. Okay, cool. We got Bricks in My Backpack, More Powder for You, Collector's Edition. Collector's Edition?
Oh, shit. Not a special one.
Oh, shit. New York City, White Christmas 2. Having a White Christmas 1.
I don't know.
Sequel to the movie. New York City Chop Not Slop Remix. BSB Volume 4. I don't know what the first three volumes are. Major Without a Deal. Major Without a Deal Reloaded.
I'm not reloaded.
Wonder if he reloaded that gun. And White Christmas 3. Now his songs on here are She Belongs to the Gang with Young Lito.
Oh Lord, I don't know who he is either.
Badass. Restore the Feeling / NYC. Good Girl Gone Bad. Doo Doo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Bonus track, All About the Money. Pac-Man. Devotion, Bang Bang, Primetime. Which one of these songs you want to hear?
Oh, Lord. Let's hear that doo doo.
Doo doo. Doom doom doom. What if it's a song about taking a shit? That'd be amazing.
I hope not.
I went to the toilet, I was taking a shit.
Yeah, I know, right? The business. To the people who thought I was gonna flop. Y'all a part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true. Bought the team and them things, we got a few. Make a scene whenever I be coming through. If you hate it, just know I'm sitting on you. Do 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 do. You a hater, just know I'm sitting on you. Do 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 do. You a hater, just know I'm sitting on you. In the era where people felt like who they not, I was fine with being me and moving blocks. Started rapping about things we. That's. Okay. All right. Well, apparently, yeah, he shot him. Well, people think he shot himself. There was a shootout at a T.I. concert. I know, right? T.I. still got concerts? I couldn't believe it either when I heard it. Me either.
And apparently, he's keeping it real old school because people still shooting at him.
Apparently so.
Yeah, that's like the most retro 90s shit ever. They got video of it. Well, that's him with a gun for sure right there.
Holy shit.
That is definitely him shooting.
Holy shit.
Damn. He was real casual about that shooting. He was just like, pow, bust off a shot. I don't know. So, yeah, there's speculation that he shot himself. But at the shooting, one person got killed. Two other people got wounded.
Oh.
Roland Collins, a.k.a. Troy Ave of Brownsville, accidentally shot himself.
What I'm most concerned about is making sure.
Don't do this, Paul Ryan. I don't want that. He accidentally shot himself in the leg during the chaos. Collins was charged with attempted murder, illegal weapons possession. Sources say he's expected to face a murder charge pending the results of a ballistic test. So he might be the person to kill somebody. The suspect was scheduled to perform at the show. He was feuding with rapper Maino, who was based in Bed-Stuy. Maino had just left the stage when his rival fired at least 5 shots from a 9mm handgun in a green room above the stage. The video shows a 33-year-old gunman barging into the backstage area just after 10 p.m. sporting a gold chain, opening fire as people scurried for cover. Ronald McFadder, 30, was shot in the midsection and died at Mount Sinai Beth Israel Hospital. The victim's mother said her son and the suspected shooter had known each other since junior high school. It wasn't clear whether the gunman arrested Thursday intended to shoot McFadder. Sources say Collins had no prior arrest. In a crude tweet from 2012, he wrote just how distasteful a weapons charge would be, saying, man, I'd rather accidentally get a bitch pregnant than catch a gun charge. Oh, what a nice guy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But he a good person, though, right? Okay.
Hey, look, man. Accidentally getting a bitch pregnant is one of the top, you know, horrible things that can happen to a man.
Apparently so.
You know, like I'd rather get that rather get a bitch pregnant than face that gun charge. You know, apparently he only fucks bitches. You know, not
apparently so. So you rather have 18 years versus the 25, the life they're gonna give you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
City Councilman Jumaine Williams and others who knew McFadder said he captured on the chilling video entering the green room behind Troy Ave and then running past him as the rapper opens fire. So maybe he even shot his own boy. Maybe. Who knows? Brooklyn activist Tony Herbert told the Daily News McFadder worked as a bodyguard for Troy Ave. So if he ran past him, then what kind of bodyguard was he? Well, he was leaving. Before the rapper's arrest, the victim's mother, and also if you have a bodyguard, why are you carrying the gun?
Hello.
Before the rapper's arrest, the victim's mother wondered why the suspect didn't call to offer his condolences. If he cared about my son as much as he alleged he does, I would have received a call from him. So maybe he didn't call because he shot him. I don't know.
You never know.
Edgar McFadder's brother is Shanduke McFadder, a former gangster who now serves as executive director of the anti-violence group Gangsters Making Astronomical Community Change. Well, gotta start close to home. Court papers show Ronald McFadden had a pending charge for attempted murder, accused of grazing a bystander during the shooting in Flatiron District in November. He had denied the charges. Police said the shooting began as fisticuffs moments after Mano left the stage at 10 p.m. Mano denied having a beef with Troy Ave, the suspected shooter, saying he had a great working relationship with him for 5 years. T.I., who had yet to take the stage, was not involved in the shooting and was unharmed. Our music is intended to save lives, like it has mine and many others, T.I. tweeted. One bullet went through the floor and struck Christopher Vincent, 34, in the abdomen. Vincent declined comment when reached at Bellevue Hospital. Maggie Hextall, 26, was shot in the leg. She was also treated at Bellevue, where she was visited Thursday morning by 50 Cent. God is good, she wrote on Facebook. I guess 50 Cent was like, you know what? I got shot and didn't die, too, so let me go visit you. Why did he just visit her, not the other dude, though?
Good question.
Investigators believe the gun was brought in the back entrance used by the performers and their entourages. A team of at least 6 cops were at the main entrance, and guests had to go through a metal detector. So, well, I guess that's the first time Troy Ave's had a hit.
Oh.
I know, Karen. Shots fired.
Yeah, real shots.
My worst nightmare came true. Speaking of animal attacks, we had a gorilla, shark, a black man, and now a python bit a Thai man on his penis while he was using the toilet. That's right.
Oh,
that's right. My toilet snake story has come true, guys. My worst nightmare. A Thai man is recovering from a bloody encounter with a 3-meter, 10-foot python that slithered through the plumbing in his home and latched his jaws onto his penis.
Oh.
As he was using a squat toilet.
A squat toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you just squat over him?
Uh-huh. Adapon Bumak Chwai was smiling as Thai television stations interviewed him in his hospital bed about the intimate intrusion. The doctor said he would recover, but photos of his blood splattered bathroom in the Chachingwasau province east of Bangkok were testimony to his ordeal. Mm-mm. The 38-year-old told the Thai TV channel 7 that he struggled to remove the snake for 30 minutes. Oh,
god damn.
30 Woo! minutes. See, you might see your penis as a rival. You don't know what's going on. Wednesday, before he managed to free himself with the help of his wife and a neighbor, all the shame, he had to get other people involved.
Shit, you would get other people involved too.
I know, but it's still
see all this dick today.
It's still shameful. Now everybody got to see a snake on my dick. After his wife tied a rope around the snake, Adaporn Pry opened his jaws before passing out.
Did
emergency workers dismantled the Asian style squat toilet with the python still twined in it. The snake was taken away to be released back into the wild so it could bite again. You have to put this snake down. Y'all put a gorilla down just for trying to protect it. Y'all a young child. You let this snake taste the meat of man and then just back into the wild. It's gonna do it again. That's what they do. The creatures that have it. Now I just tasted balls. It'll never come back.
Put them in your mouth and suck them.
Doctor said Adaporn, blooded but unbowed, will recover. He has a really good attitude, even though his own wife and children were in shock. He's been smiling, giving interviews all day from his bed.
Oh, let me think of Chef.
I know. Mm-mm. But yeah, there's blood everywhere.
Mm. Of course.
Oh, God. But,
I don't even got balls, and I'm like, that shit is like sound like it hurt.
I know. Can't trust these damn snakes. Sick of these motherfucking snakes and these motherfucking toilets. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp getting divorced. And she filed for divorce 3 days after his mama died.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm waiting till after the funeral.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of people trying to be like, well, what, why would she do that? What a bitch. I saw that. That was the first thing. You couldn't even wait? I'm like, well, maybe shit was that fucked up. well, who are you to say?
Right. Who are not you? Not your relationship. Say? If it was the other way around, would you be still complaining?
Right. And now I also figured something was up because this was the same month that Depp and her had to make a video apologizing for bringing their dogs illegally mm-hmm. into Australia.
Right.
You know, so I was like, this is a, you know, it seemed like she had to apologize on his behalf.
Right,
know?
For some shit that she probably was like, okay, now we both gonna fucking get locked up because of you.
Mm-hmm. So then, not too long after that, Amber Heard allegedly said that she was abused by him. That wow. She was hit by him. She put pictures out. TMZ had the pictures.
Shit, they be knowing, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if she put them on social media or what, but you know, the thing that's sad is like, I saw different people trying to be like, nah, it's not like that, or you know, I hate to see these pictures out here and stuff. It's like, sadly, I wonder how many women feel like I have to put these pictures out because y'all won't believe me if I don't.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's what society is. Like, if
society
I say
has
I was
forced me to put the images in your face to make you be like, I don't want to see that shit. Because if I just say I've been abused like many other women have before, nobody believes them.
And nobody wants to believe it about a man they like.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, it sucks to be accused of something if it didn't happen. But to be honest, no one's going to believe it if it's a person they like anyway. It's going to be a whole bunch of excuses and why it's not that way. You know, already, Lily Rose, who is, his daughter, I believe, said that has defended her father, saying he's the most sweetest, loving, person I know. She's 17 years old. And you know, speaking out on, you know, in her father's defense already. So, you know, it's like you can't, my dad is the sweetest, most loving person I know. He's been nothing but a wonderful father to my little brother and I. And everyone knows him would say the same. She said.
But the relationship with y'all could be completely different than the relationship with her.
They've only been married 15 months, which means his daughter was like, you know, 16 already. Mm-hmm. So who knows what she saw or did not see.
Right.
She got a temporary restraining order after the star after submitting photos of bruises on her face to the police basically May 21st that she said she got had a domestic abuse incident, and that's when she filed, you know, with the police to get a temporary restraining order. The police investigated the incident after receiving a 911 call, but they didn't see any evidence of a crime, and her declined to file a report against Depp. The actor had left the apartment by the time the cops arrived. Well, this is one of the other problems with domestic violence that's so fucking hard to prosecute. One, if the person is calling 911 because, you know, hey, I just want him out of my apartment, and then he leaves because he's like, oh, the cops are coming. So now in the short term, the person's like, well, shit, the problem solved for the moment. I don't want to get involved in court. I don't want to have to, you know, have a trial. I don't want to have to file charges. Please go home. We've seen this in actual, like, real life, on video with, Johnny Manziel, where we literally watched the aftermath of him hitting his woman, her saying he hit her, and the police letting them both go, and saying, hey, she didn't want to file charges, nothing we could do about it, even though they had actual recorded evidence of both of them admitting to this violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even with it being on tape, like, it just didn't matter, to the people involved and to the police. So they let it go. And of course, within a few days, he hit her again, you know, and once again got called out. Once again, she didn't want to file charges. Like, I think sometimes in the heat of the moment, people call the police, but then when shit calms down, it's like, well, they didn't kill me, so, you know, back to the cycle, you know?
Right, and I think depends on what state you're in. Some states actually will go through and press charges regardless of if what you say, if you drop them or not. They're like, nope, we were involved, so we're going to press charges because, you know, like you said, it's a cycle, so we're going to do this. And so because some states are like that, some of them just don't call at all.
Right. And also, I mean, as a So that was what the daughter said, right? Well, Johnny Depp's, the mother of his child, his ex of 16 years, is speaking out, also saying that, you know, in an open letter addressing the abuse, what she says, to whom it may concern, Johnny Depp is the father of my two children. He is a sensitive, loving, and loved person. And I believe with all my heart that these recent allegations being made are outrageous. In all the years I have known Johnny, he has never been physically abusive with me, and the, and this looks nothing like the man I lived with for the 14 wonderful years. Sincerely, Vanessa so-and-so. And then she, like, it's kind of amazing that how quick people jump in front of this bullet, because I'm gonna be honest, you don't know.
That's the whole point. You don't
it's like know. Saying someone's not a rapist because they never raped you. You don't fucking know,
right? You don't.
I don't know. You don't know what their relationship really was, because it was only for however long, and people hide abuse and things like that all the time. Mm-hmm. What's funny is she made these claims, the information comes out, because it's not like she went on Twitter and told everybody, right? Mm-hmm. She makes these claims, and all of a sudden people are coming through all her public appearances. They're like, oh, the night of this incident she was photographed at a red carpet event, you know, and like you can see that she's got on makeup, she has her hair covering part of her face where it would have been bruises,
right?
But that's people going, see, you don't have to believe her. Like, they already going through a way to get Johnny Depp like off on this shit. It's weird that it came out the night of, you know, or the week of his latest movie coming out, but not much you can do about that.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, she says that she was attacked 3 times in the past 6 months. On her 30th birthday in April, she claims Depp threw a wine glass at her. A month later, she said he threw an iPhone off her face and called police.
Shit.
She took a picture of what she claims were bruises from the attack. The next day, she attended the 44th birthday party of Amanda De Cadenette. A picture on Instagram shows her smiling, but it's since been deleted. After filing for divorce, she also filed for a domestic restraining order. Yeah, she probably deleted that picture, because I bet you the comments were, oh, bitch, you lying, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look too beat up to me. You know, shit like that. But yeah, we'll see what happens from it, but it's just weird to see people hopping up to say this must not have happened, you know.
Yeah, because it's always a man. People jump in defense of males, just period. It's sad, but whoever the person committing the violence, and a lot of times it's males, people come out of the woodworks defending, and the victim, regardless of who the victim is, people just automatically assume, because society in the world teaches you, if you're a victim, it's always your fault, even if that's irrational. Mm-hmm. Right. And just doesn't make sense. The world says, if you are attacked, it's your fault. You wasn't strong enough. Why didn't you leave? There's something wrong with you. Regardless of if you were manipulated, regardless of if you were taken advantage of, regardless of if you was overpowered, it don't matter. You are a victim, so you are quote unquote weaker, because most of the time victims are women. So it is automatically your fault.
Yep. The first incident, she said, happened at her 30th birthday party. After Depp turned up late to the gathering at their Broadway home, inebriated and high. After the guests left, she said they began to disagree about his late arrival, which deteriorated into a bad argument. In the declaration, she said Depp threw a magnum-sized bottle of champagne at the wall and a wine glass on me and the floor, which both shattered. Johnny then grabbed me by my shoulders, pushed me onto the bed, blocking the bedroom door. He then grabbed me by my hair and violently shoved me to the floor. Johnny was also screaming and threatening and taunting me to stand up. After several minutes, Johnny stormed out of the condominium, but not before tossing me aside and breaking nearly everything in his path. I did not see Johnny again for another month. The next time she saw him was last Saturday, the day after the actor's mother passed away. She claims he arrived inebriated and high, but said that things had been okay to begin with. When Johnny arrived at first, we were having a peaceful conversation in our living room, talking about his mother's passing. As I tried to comfort him while we sat on the couch, suddenly he began obsessing about something that was untrue, and his demeanor changed dramatically. He became extremely angry. I tried to calm Johnny down by saying, one of his trusted employees to alleviate his misplaced concerns, but it did not work. Johnny was becoming increasingly enraged. Sound like he might have been accused of cheating or something. But yeah, and then like she got pictures of these red marks around her eye and shit, so I don't know, like who knows. I began to have concerns for my safety and sent a text to my friend Raquel, who was in the condominium next door. I texted her to ask her to come over as Johnny continued to rant in an aggressive and incoherent manner. He then demanded we call our friend Io Tillett Wright, I don't know who that is, to prove his paranoid irrational accusations about some delusional idea he was having. Sounds like he must have been accusing her of cheating or something. As my call to Io went through on speakerphone, Johnny ripped the cell phone from my hand and began screaming profanities and insults at Io. I heard Io yell at me to get out of the house. Johnny then grabbed the cell phone, wound up, so it sounded like other people heard this, if it's true.
Right.
Wound up his arm like a baseball pitcher and threw the cell phone at me, striking my cheek and eye with great force. I immediately covered my face and was crying because of the pain. Johnny charged at me, insisting on seeing my face. He taunted me, challenged whether or not the cell phone actually hit me. He then forcibly pulled back my hair as I attempted to stand up from the sofa. I then yelled, call 911, hoping it would be heard by Io, who was still on the phone. Johnny continued screaming at me, pulled my hair, striking me, and violently grabbing my face. At that moment, the friend she had texted the entered the apartment with her spare key, interrupting the fight. The woman got in between the couple, said that Depp slapped her arms out of the way when she tried to stop him approaching her. Johnny then picked up the magnum-sized bottle of wine he had been drinking out of, and he started swinging it around, smashing everything he could. She says he charged at her and shouted at her to stand up. He did this about 10 times, getting closer to me, louder and more threatening each time. Her daughter and neighbor, Raquel Pennington, says she'd arrived. Her friend and neighbor said she arrived at the apartment to find her covering her head with her hands and arms, and Johnny was loudly screaming at her. She also described Depp picking up the bottle and swinging like a baseball bat. So another person saw this. Wine was flying all over the wood, walls, floor, furniture, and he began using the bottle to smash everything he could. And they got pictures of the floor, the wine, and the glass and shit. So then members of her husband's security team, who ignored her pleas for help, finally came in. Only when she threatened to call police. If Johnny hits me one more time, did one of the security members say, boss, please. But Johnny continued screaming and breaking things, finally leaving the condominium. As Johnny went down the hallway, he smashed another bottle of wine and went into the adjoining condominium. I used my office, painting studio, and the closet. I could hear him destroying items of personal property as he continued screaming. By the time police arrived, Depp had already left. So police said they found no evidence of any crime, even with the pictures and shit. A crime did not occur, so the officers left the scene and left a business card. Wow.
Or did a crime not occur because he's fucking rich?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, destroying your own property, they can make an argument like that's not a crime. But it's like if someone tells you there was a violent incident and then you got all these pictures of broken shit around the house, how can you not at least, I don't know, that's wild. It's such an uphill battle if you're in a domestic abuse incident, not just against famous men, but just people period.
Right, people period.
It's so hard to prove that, you know, it's not a fight, it's not, you know, we were fighting each other and this, I lost it. Like it's so hard to prove, and people, even with all the evidence and data, don't want to believe you. You know, and this is like a famous white woman, and people are like, we don't believe this bitch, we like Johnny right. Depp more than her, you know.
Right, and if you ain't believing white women, ain't nobody else standing a fucking chance.
Yeah, leaving a business card. But yeah, they had this picture that she took at a party the next day, and you can see in the picture where she's covered her face on the side with a phone with her hair. But people are like, well, clearly nothing happened. I mean, why is not all fucked up? It's like, well, you can't even see that side of her face.
Makeup and shit. I mean, come on, dog.
Yeah. Like she, you know. But yeah. The photograph was posted on Instagram by British TV show host Catanet on Monday, and Heard was tagged in it, but it's since been deleted. Heard claims that Depp, 52, offered her money to keep the incident that occurred on Saturday quiet, but she instead made the decision to file for divorce. Yeah, that's what's also funny is they were talking about the money. involved, but her the family's accusing her of like, well, she's just trying to get some money from the divorce settlement. It's like, well, he offered her money and she's like, fuck that.
Right.
My safety is more important than that.
She has her own money. It's right. Sad how people be like, bitch, you about money. And you like, nah, I actually got my own money. Why? I don't really actually need his money.
Right. And then the bruise that she alleges was a result of Jep's attack could be still seen on her face Friday. So in court, you know, when she went to court, there was these bruises on her face. So, you know, whether she covered it up for the party or not, that's whatever. But, you know, no makeup, just going straight into the trial. You know what? People probably still accusing her of making that up. Like, oh, it's just a blush. There's some, you know. And she broke down and cried in the car afterwards, as soon as she got out of the courtroom. Like,
yeah, that's one thing about being famous, that people have a tendency not to realize. People go, well, that's what you asked for, yada, yada, yada. No, that's not really what you asked for, because a lot of times you have no privacy. People are always watching and stalking you and shit like that. I mean, she's literally breaking down in a car, and all she has is fucking cameras all around her fucking face. She can't even have a private moment.
Let's see what else happened. Oh, Donald Trump talked bad about President Obama, guys.
No shit.
It's a shocking revelation. Hope you're sitting down. I'm sorry to say that without warning you guys. No spoiler alert. He said it was pathetic that Obama visited Hiroshima and asked why he didn't mention Pearl Harbor.
What?
We cannot let this man be president.
He's a fucking dumbass. Oh my gosh, we're gonna have fucking World War III.
Right.
Because he's gonna fucking stick his middle finger up at everybody and just says the most ignorant shit. They're gonna be at their meetings and he's gonna be like, fuck it, we're gonna nuke everybody. And before you know it, we're gonna have the fucking World War III. It's gonna be everybody else against the United States.
And you know, he's like, in the same breath, he would be like, I make big deals with China. It's tremendous deals all the time. I have a great relationship with the Japanese and all this shit. You're just gonna be like, oh, this is racist.
All of it.
China and Japan aren't the same.
Right.
You don't make big deals.
You're offending billions of people and you give zero fucks. And then next week, you'll turn around and talk about how they're the best thing of, and you went over there and you ate some udon noodles.
Mm-hmm. But then he told a crowd in San Diego the president's presence in Hiroshima was absolutely fine as long as he didn't apologize. So, keep in mind, we kind of got some get back for Pearl Harbor. I don't know if people are historically up to date on that, but we might have killed 140,000 people August 6, 1945 in our attack on Hiroshima, followed by 70,000 people 3 days later in Nagasaki, which changed the course of the world. And nothing's ever been the same since we invented and used nuclear bombs on people.
Nothing.
As far as I know, we're the only country to ever use nuclear bombs on somebody. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But hey, no difference between him and Hillary Clinton, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Fuck out of here. Let's see. Casey Anthony attorney Joe Baez is on trial himself. And
that's woman to kill the kids, ain't it?
Yeah, Casey Anthony. She killed her kid. I mean, wait. She got off of that, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, so I guess she didn't kill her kid. I don't know what the rules are to these things.
Allegedly.
Yeah, well, also allegedly, she allegedly paid her lawyer in sex.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I would probably frame this or phrase this more as her lawyer made her have sex with him as payment for the fact that she couldn't pay for his legal services.
I guarantee you that's what happened.
But every article I see is like, she paid in sex. It's like, no. This nigga accepted in sex. It's not like he was taking PayPal.
Come on, dog.
Seems to be he who decides what the currency will be.
Right, and he was like, oh, you can't afford my $200,000 bill. Well, I guess I'll be taking pussy payments.
Yeah, and the whole thing with her was just like how fine she was, you know, like that was a big thing. in America's like the killer sweetheart, the America's beautiful, you know, like they get obsessed with these white women that do horrible crimes but they look good. Yeah, apparently she paid a lawyer in sex, according to a report Tuesday. A private investigator hired
a lawyer in sex. That's yeah, that's fucking ridiculous, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Just that phrase just don't make no sense. It's like, well, he took sex too, right?
Right.
Okay.
He didn't have to accept that payment. So he's the one that has the legal recourses and the supposed to have the ethical and moral navigation of his field to know not to do that. But somehow it's on her. I mean, it's like if you told somebody that was broke, I'm gonna give you a defense you can't afford, but just, you know, you gotta suck my dick every once in a while. Be a lot of people signing up for that deal. You know, like it's not like it's just you put a person in a bad position. Like if she says no, then what? Well, I'm just not gonna lawyer this good. But yeah, private investigator hired by Casey's lawyer, Jose Baez, in her murder case claimed that he learned that Anthony was trading sex for legal representation after a TV show requested an interview with her and she didn't want to do it in 2008. Baez called the network saying they told they would have to take a rain check. He hung up the phone and he said to Casey, "You now owe me 3 blowjobs."
What?
Yeah. Apparently there's a blowjob rate they were going with here. You know, by the blow, I don't know. But yeah, the PI, private investigator Dominic Casey, who radar, wait, he got the same, oh wait, Casey Anthony. Okay, that's not her last name. Casey, who radar says gave sworn testimony in January as part of a bankruptcy case. The alleged shenanigans get worse as time went by because Anthony was broke, the private detective claims. The misconduct between Casey and Jose escalated, the PI said, adding that he once witnessed a naked Casey run from Baez's private chambers. That night, I told her that she cannot allow him to continue engaging in this behavior. Wait, he told her that? Okay, why wouldn't he tell him that? Like, you can't keep doing this.
Yeah, because that's the thing, shit like this. I don't mean no harm. Nobody wants to go to the perpetrator, even men, because you know what, it's gonna be a real conflict. It's like, hey,
I'm gonna get fired because he probably paying my check,
right? Like you don't, honestly, you don't want that confrontation, so you rather go. It's easier to tell the victim to change than it is to tell the perpetrator to keep to quit doing the bullshit that he's doing that's causing the problem in the first fucking place.
That's a good point. But she told me what she had to do with what Jose said because she had no money for a defense. The private detective said, according to an affidavit obtained by the celebrity news website, 2011, Anthony was found not guilty of murder of 2-year-old daughter Kaylee. Baez declined to comment. And what's funny is the attorney is now firing back against the allegations with his own, you know, dirty secrets and shit. And I believe one of them was like saying that she did kill her kid. Let's see, in a cease and desist letter to WFLA, Baez's law firm said, "As you are aware, this information comes from an attention-seeking, delusional individual with a history of making false and outrageous claims, not only to court officials, but to the media." So he's basically saying that the PI is, can't be trusted. That's what he's saying. Now keep in mind, this is the private investigator he hired and worked for his defense team.
Come on, dog.
Now he can't be trusted. But yeah, Jose Baez told him that Anthony had murdered her daughter, Kaylee, and dumped the body. According to Dominic, he claims that too.
Well, I'll tell you this. Is he still active? Because I know one thing. I wouldn't call him for shit.
Well, nobody in this case would I want to work with.
Right.
The PI who snitches afterwards, or the fucking lawyer who wants dick suckings as payment.
Right, because if you were over my case, like if you were working my case, now let's say I said, "Well, oh, you got her off. I want you to work for me." I'd be like, I pay him, get him the fuck off my case.
Yep. Two affidavits from private investigator. Well, I think he's in. Is he in jail now? I don't know what he's doing now. But the documents
but
are filed.
He's talking, so apparently he's free.
Maybe. I don't know. That doesn't mean you're free because you're talking. They can talk to you in jail. They were included in documents filed in Orlando U.S. bankruptcy court in April 2016. The documents are part of Casey Anthony's bankruptcy case. Dominic Casey's affidavit said in July 2008, the buyer's law firm hired him to work with Casey Anthony's defense team. Anthony was accused of murdering a two-year-old daughter, who she had reported missing. Kaylee's remains were found by a meter reader, Roy Kronk, in a wooded area near Anthony's family home in December 2008. Casey Anthony was acquitted of the murder of Kaylee in 2011. Dominic Casey said in one of the affidavits that during the publicity in the missing child case, Casey Anthony became aware of the telephone calls made to police by Roy Kronk in August 2008. The phone calls indicated that Kronk may have located the remains of Kaylee Anthony. Casey Anthony told me at the time, Kaylee is not coming home. They need to get used to that, said Dominic Casey in the affidavit. Dominic Casey also claimed that Casey Anthony suggested that Roy Kronk should be implicated in Kaylee's disappearance. In October 2008, just prior to the remains being found, Casey Anthony told me that when Kaylee came up missing, the back gate was left ajar. Since Roy Kronk was a meter reader for the house, maybe we could say Kronk kidnapped Kaylee. What if we use this defense? Dominic Casey went on to say the following in the affidavit. Based on my personal knowledge of the events and statements I personally heard from Casey Anthony, she authorized and permitted her attorneys, including Jose Baez, to make false statements about Roy Kronk to portray him as a murderer and or kidnapper of Kaylee Anthony.
So basically, he was like, since y'all talking, I'm talking too. Fuck everybody.
I guess. Well, okay. It's bankruptcy. So, and the thing is, when you get in these depositions, you're supposed to tell the truth. So if this is true, you know, if he's lying, hopefully he gets caught. But if he's telling the truth, you know, because like during an actual trial, you could probably make as a defense, you can protect your client from the truth. You don't want, right. You know, hey, let's not have this guy on the stand. Let's not ask these questions. Shit like that.
Right.
Because
a lot of cases aren't about, people better realize it's not about truth and justice in the American way. It's how can you finagle the system. That's what a lot of this boils down to.
He also said Saturday, July 26, 2008, Baez had told me Casey had murdered Kaylee and dumped the body somewhere. He needed all the help he could to get to find the body before anyone else did. Shit. Dominique Casey said he met Casey Anthony at the jail. There was no doubt that she had psychological issues, but Jose Baez refused to have her evaluated by a psychological professional. Dominic Casey said that Casey Anthony signed over both her and Kaylee's intellectual property rights, life rights, to Jose Baez, which were licensed to him exclusively. Another agreement required Casey Anthony to provide Baez with an extensive library of photographs, videos, and other items that he could sell. Shit.
So he was like, bitch, I own you.
Yeah, I mean, she had no collateral. She had no money. So it's like, at least I can sell your story and I'll own it and it's mine, you know.
So you don't even get your story.
Yeah, so when you see FX, you know, America, whatever, American Crime, it'll be Casey Anthony. That dude is going to get all that money.
Wow.
Dominic Casey said in the affidavit that in August 2008, he presented evidence to Baez suggesting that there could have been an accident and Kaylee drowned in the backyard pool. An accident snowballed out of control. Casey panicked and dumped Kaylee's body. In the affidavit, Dominic Casey said that one of Casey Anthony's high school friends called the sheriff's office and told them that she and Casey Anthony and other friends used to hang out on the suburban drive when they were teens. The high school friend said that because this was a familiar place for Casey Anthony, she may have buried Kaylee there. Dominic Casey said in the affidavit in August 12, 2008, the state attorney offered limited immunity for Casey Anthony in exchange for information regarding Kaylee. Casey Anthony wanted to accept the plea deal. Baez told her to wait until he returned from New York and he would be able to bond her out of jail. In the affidavit, Dominic Casey also claims that a convicted drug trafficker and money launderer for Mexican drug lord El Chapo put up the money for Casey Anthony's defense, also contributing $200,000 reward money and $500,000 to pay for her second bail bond.
God damn, how you get mixed up with the Chapo dude?
Right. What is going on? Dominic Casey also claimed that Baez and Casey Anthony were having sex. He said in the affidavit that Casey Anthony asked Baez to cancel a TV interview, which afterward he said she owed him sex for it. Dominic Casey went on to say, within 2 weeks, the misconduct between Casey and, he talked about how he showed up to that and saw her running naked out of the room again. So, there you go, man. Who knows what's going on over there, but damn.
He don't need to be lawyering no more for nobody.
Everybody, and that shit sounds foul.
Yeah, I don't need to be PI no more.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what else is going on. I don't even know how much time we are into this show. Let me see.
I don't know.
Oh, about an hour. Okay, we good. You know, we cover stuff faster when it's just me and you. All right, let's see what else is going on. Eddie Long sat down with your man Steve Harvey.
Talking about Eddie Long.
Eddie Long.
Shiny picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Eddie Long, the preacher who's mm-hmm. accused of having sex with young boys.
That man.
Still hasn't gone to jail.
Mm-mm.
Has there even been a trial?
Mm-mm.
You know?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
So, yeah, he went on Steve Harvey show and they talked about it a little bit in an exclusive sit down. See if I can play this.
Why did you settle the case? The old gambler song, got know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away. By then, after such attack of media, the stress of all of that and all of this, you got to look at what's happening to you. At that point, everyone who believed in you was still believing in you. At that point, who didn't believe in me wasn't going to believe in me no matter what I did. You got to figure, am I going to win the battle or do I need to win the war? And so I had to make a decision to save me, save my family, and save the church, because continuing on was just going to be beat, 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 and gives everybody more opportunity to beat up people.
Hey, folks, welcome. Thanks for checking.
What you think about that reasoning, Karen?
I'm not buying that.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. There's some things where I was just like, it's just too many people. And not only that, more people probably will never come out, because in general it's hard too, but particularly when you're dealing with the church, ask them Catholic folks. You deal with people backlashing and people throwing the word of God and people, you know, acting like, well, you're the sinner, not the person committing the crime. And it's one of those things where there's no justice going to be served for these people, because money isn't justice served. Money is just so it could go away. I don't know why people think money is a compensation for my day in court. You know, well, if I paid, that means I'm guilty. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But in this case, I think he paid it just to get it to go away. But it's something that will tarnish and follow him forever. In my opinion, and honestly, I think he did it. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, you have pictures, you have photos, you have all types of people coming out to woodworks. Mm-mm.
Okay, all right, well, I don't believe him either, and I find a reason to be fucked up. You're supposed to be this man of faith and all this shit, and you think your name, your good name, doesn't matter when it comes to something like, I don't know, child rape?
Right.
Like, well, I want to win the war, not the battle. Like, I think you losing the war and the battle by paying, but I guess if you did it, that's the same thing you'd say too, right?
Correct.
So, what do you say to that? I saw this on Twitter, and it's a real thing that happened, but I feel like, well, you'll see for yourselves, but it's basically news
Multiple
footage.
Multiple teenagers having sex in a school bathroom during the school day. Girl told deputies it happened at South Fort Myers High on Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Butera.
I'm Krista Fogelsong. The incident report says there was one girl inside the bathroom, and 25 boys were seen going in and out of that bathroom.
Parents stunned.
Oh, that girl been doing that ever since middle school. Like, I guess it got out of hand when the teachers found out.
Been doing that.
Now, right there, I'm like, why did that interview make the news? You know, like, that, you know, that seems a lot like kind of victim blaming.
Been doing that in their family. Her mama did it. Her grandma did it. My grandma even know about it. What's the white granny? Jessica, White Horse, yes. Jessica White Horse. Nasty. They all get caught fucking in classrooms. All of them.
Like, there's cussing on this news channel?
How you got the unedited version?
What is this?
I don't know. You got the version that the censor dude hadn't got a hold of.
These are interviews they cut out, and how am I seeing this?
Yeah, this is the interview that they cut out.
Oh, that is one low down Christ in the air. way back in the day, her great-great-grandma is the reason Rosa Parks sat in the front of the bus, because she was back there sucking.
Rachel Polansky, ABC 7.
I don't know.
Who did this interview? Who chopped this shit up and thought it was okay?
I don't know. I mean, I hope that's not what happened.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hope that's not what happened, guys. I don't know.
I hope Rosa Parks didn't have to go to the front of the bus because great, great, great grandma was back there fucking and sucking.
My understanding is that that is a real thing that happened with the woman, the girl having sex with 25 boys, and there's like,
and that means
really
to be
serious shit behind it, like she's a former victim of sex trafficking and all this shit. But that video was the first thing I saw, and I was like, maybe this whole thing is fake. I don't know. So apparently there's some parts of it's true, some parts of it's fake. Now I don't know who was creative enough to slice in those interviews, because I really was like, this is the most problematic television news station I've ever seen in my life.
Like, the editor needs to get fired.
Right, like, everyone deserves to not have a job after this. Donald Trump passes on an inappropriate debate with Bernie Sanders. That's right. Hillary Clinton won't debate Bernie Sanders anymore because she's pretty much locked up the nomination.
Right.
And Bernie Sanders fell right into trolling 101, trusting in Donald Trump. I believe it was Donald Trump who put out this issue that he would debate Bernie Sanders like a challenge. And Bernie Sanders, of course, was like, I'll take him up on it. I'll do it. And Donald Trump went, nah, I'm more classy than you. I would never do something like that. It's inappropriate.
Of course, you're not wasting his time.
So I will wait to debate the first place finisher in the Democratic Party, probably crooked Hillary Clinton or whoever it may be.
Right. He know it ain't going to be your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, but yeah, Bernie had failed for that shit.
He's lying to Seeker.
He was like, I will debate him and shit like that. And it's like, okay.
He just wanted to debate anybody.
Someone also took a video of him coming out, like, to address some students.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, the other day someone said, I was like, yeah, you know, that free college shit, that's cool. He panders when he wants to. He's pandering to students with that. And somebody was like, well, I think he kind of dropped that talking point. Nigga, he's talking at school still. And he's still saying the same shit. Stop. Anyway, you know, but my thing has been, everybody panders. Some people just draw the line at different people. Mm-hmm. And for Bernie, I think he draws a line at pandering to black people. He's just not gonna do it.
Mm-mm.
And Hillary Clinton doesn't. She'll pander to black people, and I fuck with her for that, because everybody else is important enough to get pandered to, and that's the game. If the game is the game, then I want to be involved in the game,
right?
So, you know, people try to present Bernie as some type of stand-up dude, but it's like, he panders to the NRA folks. He panders to motherfucking, to kids with the free college shit, panders to marijuana smokers. Like, he picks his issues. He doesn't go up to Vermont and get all that shit passed. There's no free college in Vermont. Like, get the fuck out of here. He definitely panders when he wants to, but he don't want to pander to niggas, and that's fine.
Yes, it is.
Doesn't mean you're more or less black for supporting him or whatever, but get the fuck out of here with this idea that he doesn't pander. But so what was funny is someone took video of him coming out to talk to college kids, and they edited in DMX's like Party Up or some shit to it. And I think, at least that's what I'm hearing, that it's okay. Not real. I think his campaign people came out and said it's fake. What was funny though is, like, MTV.com, different places were writing about it, and they didn't know it was fake. And they were taking a Twitter video and being like, see, he's a man of the people. Unlike Hillary Clinton and her hot sauce, he comes out, it's like, well, the hot sauce story is true, for one.
Right, and she been doing that for
years.
That's
not pandering, unless she planned to pander to black people in, you know, 1985 or whenever the fuck that shit came out. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, if she does it, she does it. It doesn't necessarily mean she's pandering. It doesn't mean that, by the way, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad that she would pander that way. But the point being, it's also true. In this case, there's no fucking Bernie Sanders does not go home and listen to DMX. Get the fuck out of here. So, but what was funny is the article was trying to paint him as like, this is a man of the people. You know, if Hillary did this would be some bullshit. But when he does it, it's cool. And I'm like, I can't wait for this shit to be over.
Me too.
Because the double standard is just egregious at this point. We would not be okay with that if that's what the fuck. If Hillary came out to if she came out to Beyonce, we'd be like, this bitch. Like, already, people be rolling their eyes. Like, I can't believe her. I hate her. Da, 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 da. he does it, and it's like, wow, what a real nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Ha ha, real nigga that don't like niggas.
Right, and he got tricked into this shit with a fucking troll. Like, he's just a troll. The fucking, Donald Trump is not, he's just trying to make you look stupid. You can't fall for shit like that. Mm-mm. Let's see what else. What other news do we want to talk about? I guess we can, get into our segments. We've talked about enough stuff at this point. So let's talk about fucking with black people.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we go all around the globe and we find different articles that we feel fucked with by, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25 of how much we feel fucked with. Today's contestants, everybody. All right. For a senior prank, some Texas teens decided that it would be funny to spray whites only on a fountain at a rival school.
Thought that was funny. Hardy, har, har, har.
Yep. They thought, you know, wouldn't everybody love to see this picture of
everybody love to see it.
Spray painting whites only on this water fountain, this wall next to this water fountain. You know how hilarious that is, guys.
Mm-hmm. You know the history of the practical jokes of spraying white only on shit.
Segregation was a hilarious time for black people. I remember that. You know, I remember that.
Everybody got a good laugh
out
of it, right?
These five white dudes have all been charged with felonies for vandalism at their rival school, Martin High. All the accused teens are students at Arlington High. Shout out to Hank Hill.
Right.
Bobby, damn it.
High school students today about the graffiti at an Arlington high school. RC Pickett live from Martin High with what this could mean for the students' future.
Yeah, this particular graffiti, some called it just an end of the school year prank. Others defined it as an act of hate. Either way, those five teenagers could land up in jail.
They are students from Arlington High School. Five teenagers, according to police, who confessed to being connected to this. The words white only and trans only spray painted on the wall of Martin High School.
Oh, they skipped over that trans only.
They sure did in the written article.
Okay, I see you. And it says payback for the parking lot. Don't even know what that means.
School rival retribution at the end of the school year. But under Texas law, these 17 and 18-year-olds now face a felony offense with the added accusation of spewing race and sex orientation bias when they allegedly wrote these words on school property.
Unfortunately, you just cannot engage.
Anyway, 0 to 100. I don't feel like hearing the rest of this. It's freezing.
Oh, that's 100.
100 for me as well. Yep. Get your LGBT Q in there too. Get that hate on.
Yeah, he was like everybody. And I tell everybody, sexism, racism, and homophobia, they all cousins.
Mm-hmm. Incestuous cousins.
Right. You can't have one without the other.
Kissing cousins. A guy's story proves racism is very much alive on Airbnb. Believe the B&B on that stands for bigots and buttholes. Rohan Gilks tried to book a cabin in Idaho only to find that the owners had taken an inexplicable dislike to him. He's a startup entrepreneur and writer. He took this Medium page to outline his experience. To be honest, it makes for a pretty grim reading. He was nice enough to provide the homeowners with this short bio. I don't smoke, no pets. It will be a max of two people, including myself. And it may just be myself. My friend Chrissy lives 2 miles from there, so we plan to go into Boise, go ATV riding, etc. Will be my first time in Idaho. Okay, that's all for now. Let me know if I can answer any additional questions at all, Rohan. Turns out, He was actually going by himself, but figured he would just add the possibility of another person in case his friend wanted to stay too. But it was a bit surprised when the host replied, "Hi, Rohan. So sorry, but we are planning to go up there now, 4th of July weekend. And after all, good luck." Even though the dates were available, all of a sudden the host said she was going to use the place. This wasn't a big deal for Rohan. He works for himself, so he's pretty flexible and tried some different dates. "Hey, I'm flexible with dates. July 4th was my first choice, but what date in June would work then?" So you'd imagine the host would get back to him with some suggestions, but instead he got absolutely no response until this happened. Canceled. Got a message said canceled. He wasn't sure what he'd done wrong, so he got a friend of his, a white friend, to try and book the cabin for the same dates. And to his shock, this is what happened. "Airbnb, Jennifer, we were going to head up there, but looks like plans changed, so it will be available now. Jennifer has approved you to stay at luxury retreat for two guests at 4 nights for a total of $950 and $93 service. Jennifer has approved you to stay at luxury retreat two guests." Yeah, so
got approved immediately too, didn't it?
So he did some investigation and discovered that he's not the only black person who experienced hashtag Airbnb while black. He wrote on his Medium page, "As for those who will claim it's their house, they could choose who they want to stay there. I'll reply, those are the things a person should consider before renting out their home. And also I'll reply, how does it feel to be racist? As long as the money is green, the skin color shouldn't matter. If they don't want certain people renting for your home, then don't put your home up for rent."
Right.
"It's an absolute disgrace that some people treat someone like that due to the color of their skin. And credit to Rohan for having such a measured and calm response to discuss the situation."
This gets 100, and this is something that me and you talked about before. If you're going to use their service, you cannot be racist. You cannot be homophobic. You just can't. You're using their service. Yes, this is your private home, but you're using their services. And the reason why you're using their services is because if you was to go do this on your own, your house would not be as visible as it is. Airbnb needs to be held accountable. Mark my word, there's going to be a class action lawsuit sooner or later against them. You need to get bigots and racists and homophobics off of your website. I should be able to apply anywhere I need to apply and stay there. I should not have to deal with this. I just shouldn't. You know, I think it's fucking ridiculous that you allow people to do this on your site, and everybody wants to get mad at the people that want the service and not the people providing the service, and tell them, why don't y'all vet better, and why don't y'all go through better, and why don't y'all monitor complaints about people being racist and kick them off your fucking site? You have the right to do it. It's yours. They're using your service.
Yeah, one thing that I thought was wild is the response I saw from some black people who were saying, like, well, it's their house, so if they don't want people staying in it, here's the problem with all that shit. Number one, oh, by the way, and I like when you say homophobics, it sounds like
all of them,
sounds like analytics or something. It sounds like you need to practice your homophobics, brother.
You do.
Do the knowledge and get your homophobics up.
Go to homophobics 101. Learn.
That's what's wrong with a lot of y'all. Y'all ain't got y'all homophobics. Y'all probably got an F in homophobics.
Oh, complete F minus shit. Learn.
Yeah, I graduated, major in homophobics.
Yes.
Anyway, so, one, once you take your private property and put it onto the public, your responsibility is to no longer be, you have to govern yourselves by the rules that we've decided in society.
Right.
When it comes to discrimination. Now, I blame Airbnb a lot for this, mm-hmm. because they should be vigilant about getting all the racists off of their fucking platform. It's bad business for you. It's bad publicity for you. And even though you're blending the line between private and public with this shit, your company's gonna be public and it's not private, and the practices of your company and the platform that you allow for this racist shit to flourish. And there's no reason that this experience should be one that is very common for black people. Airbnb while black was trending. That's how common this is for people.
Mm-hmm.
The things that they've all experienced. That is a shame for that company to think that's okay, you know, for them to not be more vigilant about that. Two, it doesn't matter that it's someone's private company, okay? You can have a private bakery, but if you decide that you're no longer servicing couples who are same sex with your private bakery, even though it's doing public business, your ass can get sued. Ask the people in Oregon.
Come on, okay?
You can lose everything practicing bigotry with your private business that does public business. So you can't just, hey, it's just coming out of my house. Yeah, the bakery's in your house and you're also a fucking homophobe. Guess who's losing money over that? You. Guess who's getting sued? This idea, well, I don't want to stay anywhere where races are. Cool. Well, that's not the fucking point, idiot. The mm-hmm. point is, racists shouldn't be allowed to be on the platform. So right. It's not about saying I want to stay with racist people. It's saying racism shouldn't even be a fucking option on the website. Mm-hmm. When I saw people say that, I wanted to choke somebody, because it's really like, if someone showed up in a fucking Uber that you ordered, saw you were black and drove the fuck off, you'd be mad as shit. You wouldn't go, well, it is their car. You're not that stupid. You're not gonna do that. So it was just really frustrating to see people just give in, especially black people, to give in to this stupidity, man. Like, this is not about black people just wanting to be cool with racists. Like, I gotta stay at a racist house. That's what I like. No, it's just about the fact that this racism should not be part of the fucking market for this company. And if they find out something about it, they should get the fuck out. They should be like, get off of my platform. We know you're racist. Find another place, way to rent your house out. You won't do it with our shit. That's all they gotta say.
Right. And you would clean this shit up. You would clean it up. And as a business, don't you want all the goddamn money? All of it?
So stupid, man. I saw the people defending that just, this is why y'all don't have a business, or why, you know, you don't have business sense, because that is fucking simple as shit.
Right. And I think for me, all it does is give them a bad name, because like the past few years I actually started seeing them doing commercials, because you know I've heard about Airbnb for a long time, but I've never seen any commercials. They just got to the point where you started putting commercials on TV doing airtime, and it's one of those things where me and Roger actually even talked about. I was like, fuck no, I will never use your goddamn service, because I don't want to deal with racism.
Yeah, well, we were going to DC, man. I saw like, oh, there's some Airbnbs about it. Oh wait, no, I don't even want to deal with it.
Right.
Like they lost my business off jump from me going, yeah, well, if there's just a chance that it's gonna be some race shit, I'd rather just get a fucking hotel
right
where I don't have to deal with this at all. There'll be zero chance that I show up to the hotel and they go, hey, we didn't know you were black. You know what I'm saying? It won't matter.
Right. Cause I know people have used in the past. A lot of people say how you say you can save a lot of money doing that, but it's not worth it if I got to do with racism. Gotta tell you one thing. I'm gonna pay full price for the hotel. Put like this. If I did racism at the hotel, I got the right to sue the hotel.
Right. So anyway, Megyn Kelly. Oh wait, 0 to 100.
Oh, 100.
100 for me as well. Megyn Kelly says, has a DeRay on. That's awesome, right? To talk about Black Lives Matter and things of this nature. We love to see, you know, that kind of exchange. And she couldn't take it and ends up being, as you can imagine, quite rude to him and cutting him off and ending the segment.
Found not guilty of anything in the death of Freddie Gray. Both the mayor he works for and the bosses he reports to had not a single word of support for Ed Nero. While many of the activists surrounding this case said justice was not done. DeRay McKesson is a Black Lives Matter activist and former candidate for mayor of Baltimore. DeRay, thank you for being here tonight. Do you agree with that woman's statement we just heard, that this is biased and racist to its core, this verdict?
It's good to be here, Megan. And you know, what we know to be true is that Freddie Gray should be alive today. And what the judge said today was that Officer Nero was not found criminally responsible. But it's important to note, as you've done so far, that the mayor and the police commissioner have said that they will conduct an investigation, because we know that in the state of Maryland, that the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights, with the police union contract in Baltimore, and with policies in the city, that it almost guarantees that officers will not be held accountable for their actions. So the administrative review that's going to undergo with Nero is important. And remember that this
is just one of six cases. There were zero facts to support this charge against this officer. And this is a judge who himself had prosecuted cops, bad cops, for the last five years before he took the bench.
It was facts around a criminal. This is a criminal case. So again, what the judge found today was that there was no crime committed based on the current laws.
Right. So my question was, do you accept that? Or do you agree with that woman we just heard who said this verdict is biased and racist to the core?
So like I said, Megan, so I agree that this is a reminder that we need to make the laws so that they can hold police officers accountable.
Officer Nero?
Yeah. So when we think about his involvement. So again, what this said today was that given the current standards, that he was not criminally responsible. We've seen this play out in verdicts all across the country.
But what did he do that was wrong, DeRay? What specifically did this guy do? Because what the evidence showed us was he had virtually no interaction with Freddie Gray. None.
So did you read the verdict? So that what the judge does say is that he actually did have involvement with the stop, but not the arrest specifically. So he was involved. Freddie Gray should not have been stopped. He was no threat to the officers. The officers were a threat to Freddie Gray. So remember that this is about a range of circumstances today. And it's a reminder that we have to change the laws and the policies in the city and the state.
Don't you see the danger to the community if we start locking up cops for making a bad judgment call?
Do you think that Freddie Gray should be dead, Megan?
DeRay, my question is to you. Don't you see the danger to the community if you change the laws to make it illegal for cops to exercise poor judgment?
So, Megan, I will never agree that an officer's role is to kill unarmed citizens. Freddie Gray entered that van alive, and he left the van with his spine damaged.
So,
and
we so know far, the only two groups to weigh in on whether that was the fault of the cops have concluded that this is a mistrial and that the cop was not guilty. So the facts so far are not coming out to support some sort of intentional harming.
So we have five more trials. I hope that you're not suggesting that because there's one acquittal, that means that all of the other cases don't matter. That's a really interesting assertion.
You're suggesting these cops killed this man, and I'm telling you that while Freddie Gray died in police custody, that has not yet been established.
What I'm saying is that Freddie entered the van alive, and that was not the condition that he came out in. He came out
right,
with his spine.
And who caused it and how remains to be seen. But
you're
positing to the audience that these cops did it. And I'm telling the audience, thus far, the evidence doesn't support that.
What I'm saying is that there's one trial. So you don't know what the evidence in the other five cases, and neither do I. And that's why I'm excited to follow through these cases.
Well, I know one guy was tried by a jury, and it was a hung jury. So they were not able to conclude
his
guilt.
Which, again, is not an acquittal.
And then the next case that was tried by an African-American judge concluded that there was no case against this officer.
One case.
And he was just acquitted on all charges.
So we are looking forward to the next five. And that's important that we'll see the next five.
But even now that you have a not guilty verdict against Officer Nero, you continue to tell this audience that...
Shout out to them putting the picture of the black judge up there like, see, he black, y'all. It makes it okay.
He did something wrong.
No, what I continue to say is that I'm looking forward to the administrative review and that we do need to take a holistic look at the laws in the state of Maryland.
What did DeRay?
It is still... Are you in Maryland, in Baltimore City, it is okay for officers to hog tie and chokehold citizens. We don't think that that is okay.
That's in a Maryland, separate thing. Officers, okay, so you look at that, but what did Officer Nero do?
So I've already said this to you, Megan, is that this officer was involved in this case, and what it says, what the judge said, is that the officer was not criminally responsible, and this means that we need to continue the fight to make sure that the laws hold officers accountable. He had no responsibility, as noted in the judge's decision today, to intervene when he saw others misbehaving, and that is important. We should push for policies.
No, that's not what the judge concluded. He did not conclude that anybody had misbehaved. No, he didn't.
No, he said that.
Thank you for being here. I gotta go. Officer
Nero's
father's with us next.
Yeah, she nasty.
Would she have been that tough on Trump? She's trying to be friends with Trump, right?
Yeah, she nasty because at the end of the day, when he was like that, which how most people feel, do you think this child should be dead? It was crickets because that's what you're implying. And she wasn't ready. It's like she wasn't ready for that. And one thing, regardless of how you feel or what you think about DeRay, I give DeRay kudos because he knows how to handle himself in the interview. Because I've seen interviews where I'd be like, God damn, I would kick a motherfucking table over. And he'd be just vigilant on his purpose and what he's trying to say.
Right. It's gonna, cause the thing is, the implication she's trying to have is just, it was okay that he's dead.
Right.
And that's really what she's trying to get to.
He flat out asked that, and she wasn't trying to hear that, because she wasn't ready for that question.
He headed her off at the pass on that, and then after that, it was just an exercise in interrupting him. Every time she asked a question, she would just interrupt him before he could even, like, answer or change the subject.
Right, because she wasn't really wanting to have a conversation. She just wanted him to bring him up there, but like, don't you agree?
Well, Fox News' fan base is just a bunch of people wanting to see her yell and fuss at Black Lives Matter type people and Black Liberation Movement people, and they, as soon as they saw DeRay's name coming up, I'm sure they were like, cool, we get to see her being rude and nasty to him. And that's the same reason they wanted to have her interview Trump and see her be nice to Trump. Like, they want to see her be friends with Trump, despite the fact that he's a raving misogynist, racist asshole.
Right. And they want to see her all kinds of names, personally.
Yeah, and they want to see her yell at DeRay. And that's the good ratings. It's why I don't watch the news and why I don't really go on there. I'm glad that there's people out there like DeRay to do this shit.
They're better built for that.
It's one of the reasons I don't like I said, man, you can think whatever you want to think about me, but it's one of the reasons I don't add into the pile on when people have an issue with the dude, because I'm just like, whatever your issue is with the person, it also has to go in with a long list of motherfuckers who just don't like him because they racist,
right?
They don't like that he's talking about black shit. And I don't really get into the whose brand is what and who's getting paid what and all this shit, because when I see something like this, I'm just glad somebody that went there to represent, because I wouldn't have done it, you know?
Right.
And, but we need people in those spaces that will do it. So I'll just leave it at that. 100 for me though. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to the to a guest race.
Now that it's time for some guest the race. That's right. It's guest the race time. Now that it's time for some guest the race. That's right, it's guess the race time.
That's right, it's time for guess the race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants to this today, the chat room, to guess the race, and the chat room plays along and they are racist. All right, and today's guess the race is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Right now, Bevel has a special offer where they want to give you your first month free at getbevel.com. All you have to do is put in code free TBGWT and you'll get that. Okay. It helps us out when you guys sign up. It helps us out when you guys, you know, post the pictures or getting your box and getting your shave on and, having no razor bumps and your skin feeling nice and clean and stuff. It helps us out when y'all do that. And, you know, we appreciate that y'all take the time out to do it. Also, man, I saw so many people on Twitter and stuff using, the at Bevel and saying, oh, Raj Bevel rap is so fun and so good. Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all doing that because they pay attention to social media and they love when you guys do stuff like that. So, you know, we appreciate the support and we want to help you support, each other for Father's Day and things of that nature. Free TBGWT at getbevel.com. All right. First story. Let's see. How about this one? This one happened in Atlanta. Cobb County mother didn't just encourage her 16-year-old daughter to fight with another teen. According to the police, the woman allegedly grabbed the other girl by the hair and pulled her to the ground, allowing another woman to assault the 17-year-old.
What?
Mm-hmm. Between 15 and 25 teenagers gathered at Shaw Park near Marietta on May 16th to watch the fight, which was loud enough to prompt multiple people to call 911. As Ramona Ann Thompson held a teenager to the ground, her relative, Karistan Kenyatta Hill, hit and cut the girl with a box cutter.
Oh.
A third woman, Shaquana Montese Beasley, also allegedly encouraged Thompson's daughter to injure the girl. Thompson also spit in the child's face. Stomp her! Beat her! Thompson yelled as the girls fought. That's what you get for talking all that shit, Vesley allegedly said. The 17-year-old girl had several lacerations to her face after the fight, and she needed stitches. After the fight, Hill, who's also 17, was arrested and charged with aggravated battery in a fray. She was released from Cobb jail the following day after posting $20,000 bond. Booking records showed on Friday she was arrested again and charged with aggravated assault. Hill was released the second time on Monday after posting an additional $20,000 bond. Damn. Stay fighting. Thompson, 49, was charged with aggravated assault with a weapon, inciting a riot and disorderly conduct, a fray, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. She was arrested Friday and released from Cobb County Jail the next day after posting a $7,500 bond. Booking records showed in 1997, Thompson spent just over 3 years in prison following a conviction in Cobb County for simple battery and obstruction. Beasley, 20, was charged with inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, a fray, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. All misdemeanor charges. She surrendered and was arrested late Saturday and was released Sunday after posting $10,000 bond. Guess the race of all the ladies involved: Ramona Ann Thompson, Caressa Kenyatta Hill, and Shaquana Montese Beasley. Let's see what the chat room has to say to this very difficult guess the race. I'm sure many will miss this. Black mothers keeping it real. Later asked who else want to fuck with Hollywood Court Black.
Oh.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. Now, if they baby had fell in there with that gorilla, they would have got their baby back. That's what I'm saying. Y'all gotta believe in each other. Real Housewives of Cobb County, likely friends of NeNe. The correct answer is black. You all got it. Black. Good job, everybody.
Good job.
Don't like we got a lot of guessers in here today. A lot of people playing the sidelines.
I know, they're like, I don't want to be wrong. Take a chance.
Mm-hmm. And that's them.
Oh, but this one should have been a gimme.
Yeah, they jumped. They basically jumped her.
Right.
All right. Let's go
25 kids.
Let's go to the bonus round. We won't even play any music. We'll just go to the bonus round. A woman was trying to prove vegans can do anything.
Okay.
And she died of altitude sickness on Mount Everest.
Oh. Mm.
Vegans can do anything, but they can't do that.
Apparently so.
An Australian woman who set out to climb Mount Everest to prove that vegans can do anything died Saturday after developing altitude sickness.
What's that mean? We just got too high?
An Australian woman who wanted to climb Mount Everest to prove, quote, vegans can do anything, died on Saturday after developing altitude sickness. 34-year-old Maria Stridham was a professor at Monash University in Melbourne. She had reached the final camp from the summit when she and her husband started suffering from high-altitude pulmonary edema, which caused fluid to build up in Stridham's brain. Shit. Her husband survived and was taken to a Nepal hospital for treatment. He is in stable condition. Stridham was an experienced climber who previously conquered Kilimanjaro. Before her trek up Mount Everest, she told her university's blog, "It seems that people have this warped idea of vegans being malnourished and weak. By climbing the seven summits, we want to prove that vegans can do anything and more." Two other people died on Everest over the weekend. One was also part of the couple's climbing group.
Well, damn.
Yeah, I guess they failed at what they,
Were they by themselves or with a group of people? I don't understand.
They said they were part of a climbing group. So, you know, I don't know. They did, though. He must have been sneaking some meat on the side, you know, for him to survive and her to die. She must have been more hardcore. Anyway, guess the race, chat room. Vegan moron, white people stay away from Mount Everest. Brought to you by pork. The other white meat, the whitest, says Lauren. Apparently there was a mountain high enough white. Couldn't wait to tell everyone in heaven she was a vegan white.
Oh
yeah, well, you know, life has peaks and valleys, and this is what happens, guys. Anyway, the correct answer is she was white. Everybody got that.
So they're trying to say everybody else that made it to the top was meat eaters.
That's what I'm saying. Her husband lived. You know, he must have been out there.
It's a chicken.
He must have had some bacon before they hit up that mountain. He's like, my brain can recover.
I didn't even know that was a disease. So you can climb up that shit and get sick like that?
I mean, obviously, if that's what the entire story was about, and she died, so. I would say yes from context clues.
Okay. That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
You tell me I'm going to go up there. My brain might swell. I'll be like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I stay low. Fuck that shit. Pretty sure they told them that was a possible side effect.
Yeah. I feel bad. It's a setback for vegans as well, you know. Let's see. Lawrence County, Alabama, a woman is charged with felony animal cruelty after 43-year-old Anita Parker faked a pregnancy for 7 months and then killed her husband's dog to fake a miscarriage.
Wow! What is happening here?
Johnny Parker said his wife had been fooling him for months into thinking she was pregnant. Johnny said Anita has a troubled history involving drugs. He said Anita told him 7 months ago she was pregnant with his child, a baby boy. I guess she pushed her belly out all the time because she looked like she was. And she sends me pictures of the ultrasounds. Johnny said Anita would never let him go with her to the doctor's office to check on the baby. He said she would always make up an excuse to say the appointment had been pushed back to a later date. Then Wednesday, while Johnny was out, Anita called him to say she was cramping. When Johnny arrived home, he found his wife covered in blood. Anita said she had miscarried and that she flushed her stillborn baby down the toilet. They went to the hospital where Johnny received a confusing bit of news from the doctor. Then they tell me she wasn't pregnant. She never has been pregnant.
Because they can test that shit.
After being checked out by a doctor, the family says the doctor told them that Parker has never been pregnant. When Johnny Parker went back to the home, that's when he discovered the mutilated 8-month-old chihuahua dead in the garbage can.
Oh.
She must have, like, some sort of mental disorder, because there's no right. fucking way anyone could have thought they would get away with this. The investigators say Parker killed the dog, used the blood and tissue to help stage a fake miscarriage.
Yeah, they would be able to tell, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, well, your prenatal
care. I mean, well, also his puppy is missing.
Right.
You're not going to be able to
hide that for so long.
So clearly she didn't think this through.
Mm-mm.
Johnny said he hasn't slept since Wednesday. It hurts like crap, man, about my dog. I love that dog, man. WAFF reports Parker was booked into jail on $7,000 bond. Guess the race of Mrs. Anita Parker chat room. White woman mistaking a dog for a baby. Oh. Nobody else wants to guess. Take your time, people.
Nobody else scared.
Black says Sparger. Going off the board. Going with Black. She was pregnant with the dog's baby for real. Oh, I'm assuming that's white because they kiss babies, dogs on the mouth. White woman who should have watched the rest of the Investigation Discovery show.
she ain't watched the full 30 minutes.
White woman who wouldn't have killed a dog. A white woman wouldn't have killed a dog, Black. Well, you're wrong. She absolutely was a white woman. And some of you got it right. And let's get into, of course, sword ratchetness. A Taylorsville man was arrested after pulling a sword on the motherfucking police.
Oh, shit.
He was allegedly rampaging with a cutlass and threatening to harm his young nephews.
Not the cutlass.
Not the, you know, he's not Black because it wasn't the cutlass supreme.
That's right.
He's a white man. A woman called 911 about 742 Tuesday to report her brother, 23-year-old Harley Paisley, was intoxicated, causing trouble, including cutting the caller's hand with a piece of glass. Paisley allegedly grabbed the phone from the victim and hung it up. Deputies found Paisley in a storage building with the weapon, and police say he refused to obey orders, instead allegedly swinging the cutlass at deputies, causing them to pull their weapons. After an attempt to use a taser didn't subdue him, three deputies tackled him and wrestled the sword away. Oh, he's white. Yeah, I know y'all are. Oh, I mean, if you didn't know by then, I mean, come on. That he's swinging a sword at us. Let's talk him down. He just needs time out. Deputies report that Paisley had been drinking rubbing alcohol. Jesus. Rubbing alcohol? Nigga, that's, you can't, what? Straight? You can't drink rubbing alcohol, man. It's 100 proof. It's it's 200 proof. It's just alcohol. He's taking the Columbus.
Your liver can't filter that out.
Right. That's just straight poison. He's taking the Columbus Regional Hospital for treatment before being taken to jail for charges of battery and interfering with a 911 call. Shit. That dude was out of it. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with our girl, June from Harlem. We'll talk to y'all then. Make sure you go to getbevel.com. Make sure you go to Adam and Eve code TBGWT. The code at getbevel.com is free. TBGWT is always in the show notes in case you're wondering. And until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.